Welcome to another episode of the Thrive Kombucha Podcast. I'm Elijah, the founder of Thrive Brew Kombucha Co., an up-and-coming kombucha brewery in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. At Thrive Brew, our mission is to brew clean, crushable kombucha to nourish you to thrive. This podcast is simply an extension of that mission where we reflect and share the ins and outs of the journey it's been building out a nourished kombucha community. If you find any value or enjoyment from this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it if you would leave a rating and a review on the platform you are listening to. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes that promote our favorite fermented beverage. Cheers. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to be talking all about an unexpected journey. No, week.
So
Hobbit references there.
Or a sequel. It's the sequel we needed but didn't deserve.
Exactly. Unexpected weeks and small business, what it means when someone's out.
Someone's out.
Yeah. We've had a little dropout this week.
For dropout.
The best of reasons.
I wouldn't know.
You can pretend. You can imagine.
Meh.
Old Trey Bay out this week. Him and his wife Emily welcomed their second little boy into the world. Casey.
Okay.
Little Casey.
Little Casey.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Second little cowboy.
It's not a, I think this is, no, never mind. Because my brain went straight to, wait, Casey, but they have a tradition of the names.
Yeah.
Because they're all.
Firstborn.
Yeah, but it's just for the firstborn.
Firstborn.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. He had his little one, so he's got the week home, just, you know, bonding with the babe, bonding with the family unit. It's great. We like to promote it. It's good. So.
Did you miss Trey?
Did I miss his attitude? No. Frick no, bro.
The pause was, whoa, a little,
Heck yeah. Like, it's just everyone who's gone is always so missed.
Yeah.
When you're in small teams, especially like ours, I mean, just three of us, Annie does a little bit of back end work, but mainly just the three of us, it's like, when one person's gone, just like we say, there's no room for error. And it's like this week tells the tale of, luckily we had a couple breaks and we'll talk about that. But yeah. Everything is so dialed in with who does what when it's time to take it over. It's like when those responsibilities, when someone's out, has to get passed over. It's like now you have someone that's doing, or you have two people that are at least, taking over an entire other person's job.
Right.
You're adding 30% more.
Yep.
Or 50% more. It's kind of crazy.
We did good, though.
Turned into a good week. We had a couple breaks that really saved us. Would have been even bigger.
Yep.
But, yeah. So, before we get rocking and rolling, we got something new. Don't we, Trev?
We got a new Patreon member.
Oh. We love to see it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mr. Michael, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Michael.
I didn't know that was a thing that was just around here, but someone let me in that's not something that people say in other parts.
What?
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's something, you know, appreciate you, but we just say appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. No.
I guess that's just
Here. Is that a Midwestern thing?
Midwest. Maybe Northern South. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
Appreciate you.
Michael, we appreciate you. Hope you get some good, valuable content on the back end. We're always trying to think of more and more ways that we can add, you know, a little more value over there, have a little bit more dialogue and special offers, which we're going to get into a bit later.
We'll talk about that.
What are we drinking today, Trev?
We got something special going. We got
aged kombucha.
Aged. It has sat in our refrigerator for literally, quite literally.
We probably made it in November.
November.
Yeah.
November.
Of last year, of 2021, which is kind of crazy to think about. And it's already almost October. So we got, it's 11 months aged almost. And it's pretty phenomenal. It was our Christmas spirit, which is cranberry, orange rind, pear, and cinnamon. And we release it once a year. And it is absolutely delicious. Every year I look forward to it. I love the fall and holiday flavors of the year, all the spices and just different combinations. And let me tell you what, it is 4 times better at this point. Exactly 4.
He's quantified this. So, Christmas spirit versus holiday. Which is, who would win in a fight?
The holiday.
The holiday?
Yeah.
Why?
Darker. More robust.
Oh.
A little more viscosity. Viscous.
Viscous. So that's the one you prefer? Holiday over Christmas spirit?
I love them both for different reasons. Okay. I love the orange that comes out in this one. And just cranberries just have that. Especially with an 11-month age. Takes some inspo, people.
Yep.
Aging it like that, it really let the yeast kind of really, it toned
when you,
down.
When you opened
oh,
it.
When I
oh
opened it,
gosh.
It was beautiful. It was just.
That was an F6. What?
Yeah. It was like, it almost was like, you know, your homebrew F2, just beautiful, roaring carbonation.
Yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. And it took on a little bit more of that, like, champagne-esque kind of a feel mm-hmm. to the carbonation and the beverage drinking experience. A little drier by this point.
Definitely.
It's just absolutely delicious.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll post some stuff up on the... I took a little video of, for the color hue and that beautiful F2. We'll post it on the Patreon. Throw it up there so you guys can see it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That sounds great. It's actually really relevant for us to have this and to kind of dig into it because we're in the process of trying to figure out what we're going to do for Christmas.
Yeah, one of those things that we've kind of talked about already before is the cycle of how in advance you have to be on things. Yeah. I mean, we just released our fall release and it's like, okay, we kind of have barely reveled in that because this year has been just getting on the schedule to where we're being able to do this in advance. Next year will be a lot better because we'll already have some of at least the groundwork laid. But this year is really like catch up, you know, trying to stay on top of it like months in advance at this point that we have to be on top of releases with, you know, labels.
That's the exact thing, right? It's the design and the label. That's why you have to start it as soon as you can.
Design, labels, lab work for nutrition, nutrition facts. And then before that, you have to test batch things to make sure that you have the right formulas, to make sure that, you know, sugar contents, carb contents, everything's in line and ready for packaging.
Yep.
And so it's a bear.
Yep.
It's a bear. But, you know, it's just been a learning experience.
You don't have to go very deep into it right now. But last time we spoke, we kind of left in our meeting.
Yeah.
We had a cliffhanger about what we're going to do for our Christmas release.
Yeah.
Does drinking this affect that in any way? Because I know you've...
Well, it's not fair because this is 11-month aged. There's no way anything...
I'm just asking if it affects it at all.
It tries to woo me.
Okay.
It's trying to woo me.
What we can do is we can just make a massive batch, have some for this year, but then we can save the rest of it for next year's Christmas release.
With all that fridge space that we have, with all that extra fridge space.
I mean,
we'll just buy an extra walk-in.
Wit.
Wit, baby.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Just even trying this bottle just excites me for when we get to that point. But right now, we are reveling.
We are.
In the fall release. What? And it has been exploding off the shelves. Everyone that's trying it is loving it. It's just, here in our region, you know, we've talked about this before, but growing up in kind of central to northern Indiana.
Yeah.
When the fall season usually hits, it's like we actually get this. It's like cool weather is in by this point. You know, when is today the first day of fall?
Yesterday. I believe yesterday
was. Okay. When we're recording this, yesterday was the first day of fall.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's time for the sweatshirts are actually out on the first day of fall. And the bonfires are
in the
like,
morning. In the morning, when you're in Kentucky, they are in the morning.
If you're lucky.
Maybe the evening.
If you're lucky.
But when you're in these parts, you got to get really good at layering.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get hot in the afternoon.
Yes, it is.
So, anyway, so, you're saying.
I'm so used to cold weather being very tied in with fall. It's still just in my roots, you know. But it doesn't do that here. So it's kind of cool specifically for our business. It's like here is the fall flavors, but in a almost a little bit refreshing form.
Yeah.
And so it kind of is the perfect match for our kind of climate and region.
Does it redeem the timing in which it gets released for you?
Yes. We've went back and forth on that too. It's just, I hate how the over like commercialized and like whatever you want to call it, that just all these large corporations have done by rushing every season. I mean, it's like the first half of August and Starbucks is freaking releasing all their pumpkin spice lattes. It's just, but at this point,
and their cold brews,
and all their cold brews, and so it's just like, it is what it is. You just have to. What are you gonna do, little one that you are? You're not gonna do anything. You're just gonna be the last one of the party. So we've just fully embraced it this year. Me and Trev had a good conversation. We told each other this year we are fully embracing the heated fall, and We're not gonna wait. This year, we're making the pumpkin soups. We're going to the orchards and sweating our cracks off. We are gonna drink.
We got the flannels on.
We are fully embracing it on Kentucky's schedule and climate.
Yep.
And so we're all in. It's fall, baby.
It is.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So, yeah, Evan's Cider's been going really good. We partnered with a local. We talked about this last week, but you know, for those of you that missed that one, we partnered with a local orchard and cider mill. Got to go get that cider right from there. Literally, they were pressing it when I arrived. Brought it back to the brewery. Put it right into the batch. Amazing. Four different varietals of apples blended in, and then we just infused it with
it's the only cider mill, right? The only
anywhere
orchard
in our area.
Yeah.
Anywhere in our area. I mean, when you see what it takes to do it, you're like, oh, that's why.
Definitely.
I mean, there's like five guys on the line.
The massive equipment.
Like, you're talking like bins larger than your kitchen table, like just like getting poured into this thing. You know, it's like a five person huge operation job. And so it's pretty special to be able to partner with them. And yeah, like I said, we infuse it with some cinnamon, some nice warming ginger, and just that boochy, lively tanginess, just off the charts, delicious. And it's been absolutely flying off the shelves. We just sent out a ton of orders out all across the country today. People that are going to be enjoying it here pretty soon, here in just a couple of days. It'll arrive. And yeah, super excited about the fall release. And also, anyone who did order some stuff online, or if you haven't yet, check it out, because we did include some cool experiential things.
Too soon. We'll get to that at the end.
Oh, man, Trev, cut me off, baby.
I'm sorry. All right, I want to talk about how this week went.
Yeah.
All right. So how has Trey being gone, how has that mostly affected particularly your schedule for this week?
Well, it's interesting because over the past probably past 2 months, I've been slowly, but more and more devoting more and more of my time towards sales and basically connections outside of, in our city, lots of new conversations with people that are in our city and surrounding, but then also taking some major day trips to the cities around and just trying to connect with like-minded.
Making sales.
Dude, that's what we're trying to do, babe.
Yep.
But taking a lot more time to actually, now that we've kind of spent the last year going deep, we have products that we've streamlined that we can be really intentional with keeping quality incredibly high. We have the systems down. We know how to do it pretty efficiently. We can keep it incredibly high quality. So now it's time to just, okay, let's do it now. You know, so the next piece of, now that we have all our systems in order, we can kind of pump things out, is we got to find people that resonate and that we can offer up the product to, you know? And so just trying to find those win-win partnerships, people that already are interested, that are already in the same kind of vibe that we're going for. And yeah, just connecting with a lot of people right now. So I've been devoting my time to that and planning lots of, I mean, most of my days are in-person conversations, email threads for millennia, and
or stalled email threads,
which is pretty normal. Yeah, and doing events, tastings, all kinds of cool stuff. But yeah, this week has, so with Trey out, kind of prioritizing getting back in the flow of old production, you know, and just brewing, baby, making it happen. We ran a packaging day this week on Tuesday, which was good. I hadn't been on it for a couple months probably.
Because
we've been going for 3 months, so.
Yeah.
It's probably been at least a couple months since I was online.
Which is really interesting because, again, for those who have listened for a long time on our podcast, for a bottling line, 3 people was essential.
Standard.
You couldn't do it any other way. Not really. But you got to be on the canning line this time. Usually it's Trey and I at this point, but you got to fill in for Trey.
We spent time, you know, it was basically part, you know, one little time. We've talked about switching over to cans and all that stuff before a previous episode, but it's just, we basically spent a person's yearly salary building out a canning line.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, having to hire someone and then continually doing a much more, like, just not functional system. We've went into all the reasons why we switched over, but now we're able to, with 2 people rather than 3, package so much more than even before.
Well, we had to update our system, our packaging system, only a couple weeks ago, because it was always Trey and I, but we were still doing a surprising amount of movement. Or just a lot of movement and running into some snags in it.
Yeah.
But we updated it really kind of just in the nick of time.
Yeah, right before Trey was gone.
Right before Trey was gone.
Yeah.
So that
made it even more efficient.
Even more efficient, so much smoother.
Oh, yeah.
When everything's
dialed in,
when everything's dialed in, that's it.
Yeah. Once we got in the flow, it was just, it was flow state, man.
It really was. Trey, made the comment to me just a couple weeks ago is all. He said, you know what I love about working with you, Trev? You and I have been in the same room for the past 4 hours, and we've not said a single thing to one another. Because we were both on the canning line, and we both just had our headphones
maybe
in.
Maybe probably just an occasional nod, or just like a, you know, I'm still here.
I'll give a thumbs up going good. when he's like, hey, this isn't a good one. And he'll just, okay. That's it. But he'll do like hand motions, which is really funny because he knows sign language or ASL. So he'll just say, nope, this is a bad one. And I was like, I'll give him a thumbs up and
keep on moving.
And that's all the conversation we'll have. Yeah. And we'll feel really good about it.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Dance party on the street.
Oh, man.
Anyways, walk by. We got a glass storefront, so there's always a party walking by.
Always.
Anyhow, yeah. That flow state's nice.
Yeah.
Once you enter in, everything gets dialed in nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been interesting. You know, it just puts, you know, it gives you a lot of value for other people that are involved in things, you know. All of us at this stage have so many tasks and so many responsibilities and projects that we're working on all at one time that when one person's out, you really feel it, especially at this stage. I mean, I've been a part of 20, 30 people teams, and you still feel it when someone's missing.
It's true.
But it's not as dire. I think the reason why, when I was kind of thinking about this today because I knew we were going to be talking about this. I think the reason why is because, let's say you're on a 20-person team. Someone is out for this, that, or the other reason. Okay, someone's going to cover that shift, okay, or that task or responsibility. Then the next time, let's say it happens again next week, in that large of a team, probably not the same person has to cover it again, hopefully. There's like someone else that can cover that. So it's not like this, like if someone was out multiple times consistently here, it's like there's only two other people that are covering everything. You know what I mean? That you can't disperse that at all. So I think that's one of the biggest things, thinking back to those experiences, that's different from an incredibly really small business or like small team and then larger teams.
Yeah. Did you feel it a lot this week? The missing person, the tasks that you had to take up for Trey, or did they interrupt anything for you, or was it actually okay or fine? Or
it's just something I had to prioritize. Yeah. You know, it just takes time away from other things. When something's a yes, it means you're saying no to something else.
Right.
So it's just kind of one of those things. You know, my week was chaos. You know, it was, every day was different. You know, Monday was major, kind of like moving things around, getting the week scheduled, brew, blah, blah, blah. And then Tuesday was packaging, moving stuff everywhere. And then, Monday,
different.
Opposite.
Yeah.
But regardless, Monday was tons of brewing, tons of packaging, moving things around, cleaning, tons of stuff. Tuesday was, I woke up about 5, was out of the house by 6, and then I was back at my house by 10 from a Cincinnati run up there doing sales
all day. Yeah, yeah.
Back Wednesday, just doing sales all around Lexington, deliveries everywhere, you know. Today, deliveries out to the Gorge, meeting with other, you know, a couple sales calls around here. Had to come here early, get the brew set up for, run all the numbers.
You had to change the filters, didn't you?
Change the filters.
Yeah.
You know, run the numbers of, and set out everything that needs to be, you know, brewed today. So it was just kind of like a week of chaos, especially because that's not something I do every week now. But luckily, I've not been the owner that doesn't know what the heck's going on. I definitely texted Trey a couple times a couple things.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you how organic was it for you to kind of get back into doing some of those things that Trey usually does?
Because probably more.
Also, Trey's updated some systems since you've had to do it also. But have been in conversation. So
that's the thing. I mean, even though he does, I mean, I won't try to say that he takes care of everything, but I try to involve myself and I have weekly conversations with him about new process. Hey, is there anything new you've implemented? Hey, run me through that. What does that look like? Because I think it's my, I'm not going to be the best at everything, but I feel like it's part of my responsibility to have an overview of everything that happens at this stage, especially in the business. It's like, I need to be the one that has the overview and at least know how to go about accomplishing anything that goes on in the business at this stage. So that when things like this happen, I mean, let's say you're on the way freaking home, you get in a car wreck, your freaking leg's broke. You can't, I mean, you might be able to do some computer work at home next week, but you're not going to be in shop. And so I need to know.
I can't load up your creation guards
no,
orders.
No. So it's like, I need to be able to have a good basis of like, here's how we prep these things, you know, just things that you do, you know,
yeah.
It's same with involved with the brewing process. So I did definitely text them a few times, but we've built some amazing systems over the past 2-3 weeks because we knew this beautiful baby was coming into the world and we wanted to prepare for that. And so luckily we did. And we built some systems that made it a lot easier of a transition back into that role of kind of at least guiding the brew process. You did a lot of, you did some of the work too, the actual putting together, but the kind of like how we put together brews now is a lot more scientific, a lot less feel. So being able to
make it's a lot more linear and methodical
it
too,
is, you know? The actual creation of it, there's still a lot of art that goes into it, but once we create it, the recreation is very scientific. It's like we have calculated everything that we did when we were doing that like creative endeavor. And so now we can, we really prioritize being able to replicate things, you know, which different companies have different things, but, and there will always be some variety because of the way that we produce things. I mean, in such small volumes and
living
like,
stuff, too.
Living. I mean, like these pineapples were more sweet than these ones. These ones had a little more viscosity than these ones. This ginger hit a little spicier than this batch of ginger, you know? So there is that element that is kind of the beauty of the variants.
It is.
And so we love that. And since we don't just use pasteurized blah, blah, blah,
right.
Purees, extracts, you know, which you could completely mimic time after time. So besides that, we can, but every other part of the process, we can almost replicate pretty close to exactly at this point, which is amazing. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah. The process is pretty dialed in. And that's what's really neat about what we produce is any variability is coming from the ingredients that we use mostly to flavor.
Yes.
Which is really neat because you all, it always tastes natural. And so you know there might be a little bit of variability here and there, but you know it's because of something that is real and organic and alive and all these things. So it, but it's never too terribly off from what we originally set out to do, but you can taste the nuance of the, you know, how the mint is this time, how the
yes.
pineapples are this time. You taste those nuances. It's not necessarily amounts. If we know that there's something different about a batch of pineapple juice or something, we'll try to calculate that a little bit. I've seen Trey
yep.
kind of like, these are really sweet, so we're going to cut back a little bit.
Yep.
But for the most part, what you're tasting in variability is something very natural.
Yes.
Which is really, I think, really exciting and really cool.
Which is pretty bad to the bone, you know?
That's been your phrase this
Everything,
week.
Everything, yeah, I know. I get on phrases and they just,
you,
they're
I,
in my inner
psyche.
You
literally never said it.
They're in my
you,
psyche.
I've never heard you say it, but I hear you keep saying it this week.
I didn't even watch any TV shows or
up.
Anything. I don't know what it spurred it on.
It's fall, baby.
Bad to the bone. Yeah, it is pretty rad.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that most everything that we do is only like one step away from the earth too. It's like one processing step, maybe two at the most from the earth. I mean, like the tea is
yeah.
dried and then sits, it's not, you know, preservatives put all over blah, 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 like a lot, of, or like into some concentrate form. It's like, no, the dried tea leaves show up here. We brew it and it goes right in there. The, you know, the pineapples show up. They pick them. They're whole. They send them here. We then process them and put them right in there.
Yeah.
So it's like one step from the earth, mostly, maybe two, so, which is pretty rad.
Definitely not six.
And it, yeah. And yeah, just it's pretty exciting to what you said. That was a perfect breakdown. Is it's pretty rad that it's the elements themselves that are creating the variability and the beauty of that, not so much anymore the user element, which is pretty cool that we're able to do that, that we're able to replicate but still see that little bit of diversity that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So we kind of already talked about how the past couple weeks we were all really intentional about preparing as best we can for this inevitable absence from Trey.
Yes.
That was the thing that I was most surprised by for this week. Your week, it sounds like, was a little bit more chaotic than mine. I definitely felt it today, because today was the day that I really fulfilled Trey's role while also doing my own. But I was, even in that, I was still so appreciative of, we really dialed some things in. We really have so many things set.
It's freaking crazy.
Which is amazing, because again, I did the brewing on my own today and I didn't burn myself or shatter glass and cut up my hands. But other times with other processes with Trey present,
the water thing was on you. Try it.
I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying it's amazing that with Trey around, I find myself getting burned and hurt. Also, he's always targeting everything at me all the time. He's always throwing something at me. He says he's not, but you missed it. But they are just cutting up over there. We're in the middle of podcasting.
The boys.
You missed it, but Spence flashed us.
Did he?
He did.
Oh my gosh, we got neighbors across the way.
Yep.
At the bar, they're drinking and
they're having a good time.
They're having a good time.
I'm glad they
That's
are.
Awesome.
But yeah, I was just impressed that because other times when I was assisting Trey,
mm-hmm.
when he was doing production, that's when I would always get burned or cut or something like that. But
so the common denominator to you getting hurt is Trey.
Yeah.
Do we need to have some talks later privately?
No, I just think it's the effect Trey has on everything. So,
I'm not going to lie. I just got something in my mind when I was trying this batch of this Christmas, this aged batch.
Yeah.
And once I say this, it's going to ruin it for you.
Oh, no. I can't wait. Here, let me get one sip before you ruin it.
Dude, tinge of bubble gum.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, in the finish.
Dude. I'm not joking. As soon as I thought about it, I was
oh
like,
"Oh my gosh!"
I can't get it out of my head now. I'm just like, "Oh my gosh!" It's straight bubble gum.
That's so interesting.
It's so weird how you can take cranberries, orange rind, pears, and cinnamon, and then now that you say or you're thinking about it, you're like, "It's straight bubble gum."
Yeah.
11-month age to get bubble gum kombucha.
It's Now we got that champagne thing going.
Yeah. So it is cool. I experienced the same with the systems that we've put in, and Trey's been a big part of it.
Yeah.
But just the systems as a crew that we've kind of implemented in the production process has been streamlined so much.
Yeah.
I mean, not that there still aren't incredibly tedious and there is a lot of manual, like, labor parts to the job, for sure. But just comparatively to a year ago, even, it's just night and day.
Yeah.
For just how good it feels to brew batches. You're just like, it just feels good. You're not, it's hard to explain. It's just streamlined.
I didn't tell you, but.
How much did you spill today?
Not much at all.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Thinking a year and a half back, a year ago. Oh, God. Like, no. Just, you were going to spill stuff.
Seriously. Like, just watching Trey do stuff was a year and a half ago or a year ago.
Yeah.
There was always a mess. And there was a little bit, but it was easily remedied. But I got through. The problem I ran into is Trey does it in a different order than you.
Yeah.
And I kind of did a mix of both.
Of course you did.
Because I realized the way you had it set up, you prepped some of the hoses for the order in which you want it, you would do it at. But I was like, but Trey does it this way. This makes sense to me. I'm going to do it this way.
Do it that way.
Which is what you told me to do. And just do whatever you want. Cool the lines, whatever. But halfway through, I'm just like, oh, that's why Elijah did it this way, because that actually makes more sense. That'd be easier. And so I adjusted it again, and it was great. It worked. It worked fine. I was like, cool. All right, I got everything done. I crossed it off the list. I was like, it's time to clean these hoses. Halfway through, I'm like, wait, I forgot the starter. I was tired. I was really excited. I'm just like, I'm gonna eat lunch. It's gonna be good. Because I was in the middle of doing it, and I was like, oh wait, this is how Trey cleans these hoses. He does it all in one fell swoop and gets it all done.
Yeah.
And so I was really excited. I know what to do here. So I started doing all of that way too soon. I forgot about the starter. I was like, ugh. So I had to finish that up so that I could then plug it back into the starter, get it into the tank, and then clean it all over again. It was just really funny.
So when I asked you if the hoses were clean, that was triggering. That was your trigger word.
No, they are clean. I promise you they are clean.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yep. It's comforting for me to know I've definitely seen Trey do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Oh yeah, it happens.
Is there any way we could have prepared better than what we already did?
Oh, always. I mean, there's
that
little
you can think about.
Yeah. There's just little intricacies that I don't know if maybe I could have jumped in another week earlier, but we're kind of in a mode where it's kind of impossible to have done that with what we're trying to accomplish. But there's just intricacies that I could have probably not bothered him over text, you know, the two texts I've sent him this week, you know, try to keep.
How dare you?
How dare I? I know. But like just probably maybe just jumping back in 1 week before, maybe, I don't know. And just, there's a couple little like things in the SOPs that could be just slightly changed. So then it would make a little more sense. And because when you're writing SOPs and things like that, or like explaining things,
do you want to tell people what SOPs are?
Yeah. Standard operating procedures. When you're writing those things, when you do something, you write it from, you already have previous knowledge of things that you're forgetting to include, like from someone's perspective that has no idea, like is ground zero. And that's how you try to write the standard operating procedures. So like there's like just little tiny things. They're actually really close, but there's just little things that, you know, when I'm looking back through, it's like, how do we do this? And luckily I've been involved enough in the process to figure it out. But there's just little things like that. But overall, we've done really well. I mean, we had a couple of things outside of that that put us back on some other things. We were supposed to do a run this week, and we've had shipments that are supposed to have come in weeks ago that haven't. So we had to delay doing another packaging day this week. But we'll catch it early next week. No biggie. As far as in our control, it's gone really well.
Control the controllables.
Control the controllables.
Yeah.
Let the uncontrollables be what they are. You can't control this ink getting here that we're waiting on. We can't control it.
I do feel like Emily could have held the baby in a little bit longer, though.
At least until our fall vacation.
She could have waited another week or two.
I mean, we should probably tell her that.
I'm sure she'll love that.
I'll let you tell her.
She won't even react. She'll just look at me and say, huh, yeah. That's all she'll do.
She's the nicest person ever.
She really is. She'll just let it go.
You'd have to be with Trey, though. My gosh. With that wild stallion.
Anyhow, is a wild stallion.
Yeah, it's been a good week. Like I said, we all have different responsibilities and projects that we're working on, but we haven't completely abandoned. We've made sure to have a little crossover, which I think is really healthy, especially in a week like this, you know? And I think it showed. Not just completely being absent and just 100% devoted to sales, you know, it's like, no, like 75%, you know, to make sure that you're crossing over, checking in, making sure, you know, you're understanding things, helping, you know, not just leaving people out on an island to figure things out, you know, or without any help or backup, you know. So I've been really happy. It's gone really good. I mean, other than the dawn to dusk element. But, you know, that's par for the course. Just part of it. But as far as the actual work getting done, I've been really pleased.
I think having the two kids might have more to do with that.
Maybe.
And then the third child being the business.
Yeah. It's true.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about this new batch of the Evan Cider. That's what I made today.
I know. I taste it. I mean, none of it's really... It tastes... It's so funny when you taste it, when you first put it together, it tastes disconjointed compared to like even just like 3 days from now.
Yep.
It just really merges together.
Yeah.
But it was even still really good.
Yeah.
It was tasty.
And this was my first kind of like brewing. I've assisted Trey before. So this was the first time I got to actually brew. So I'm excited to see how it turns out. I love the way it smells in the brew room though. That cinnamon.
Oh.
Just
baby.
Fills the space because it's warm in there, so it's constantly activating it.
I know.
Yeah. So it's really good. So if this next batch is not good, it was Trey's fault. So
that's our word. We're sticking to it.
That's it. Whoever isn't around, it's his fault.
Absolutely. Freaking Alex.
So we got some special things about this Evan Cider.
Absolutely. You gonna let me talk this time?
Go for it.
I can go all in?
Yeah. I'm letting you out of the pen.
You're letting me out.
Go.
We released the Evan Cider, again, partnered with Local Cidery, and it's just the taste of refreshing fall. It's absolutely phenomenal. Just, we've always talked about this in the past, but kombucha, original kombucha, especially the green-black blend that we use in ours, has this, when it goes through fermentation, it has this natural apple cider vinegar tone to it. Like, that's the predominant flavor complex. I think it's a lot of the acetic acids that are developed. So it seems like the fall are just some of the most perfect pairings because, you know, anything that pairs like perfectly with apple, I mean, obviously you can do all kinds of things on top of it that taste amazing, but I just feel like there's something really special about the fall flavors, at least with our culture specifically, like this one. It's just so good. I mean, I probably drank 5 Evan Ciders today. I told you, I drank my weight in kombucha today. It was like...
You didn't say it was all Evan Ciders.
Like, it was 5. I've drank probably 10 kombuchas today. I had to start an entire kombucha brewery to feed the addiction.
That is so unfair. And let me tell you why. We did a great run of the Evan Cider canning line so that we didn't have a bunch of cans that were damaged or labels that were damaged or anything like that.
You did a good job.
We did a really good job. I don't understand why that means we have to be punished with not having the free ones to take home. This feels unfair. I digress. Anyway, we'll have a one-on-one about it later.
We will.
Okay.
We'll set up a meeting.
Okay. If you can confirm in your Gmail account.
We'll confirm.
Okay.
Anyhow, we've got the Evan Cider as a special offer on our web store. You can order it, be a part of the experience, and we have doubled down on creating a little bit of experience with this special offering, something we're going to test out the waters on to see if there's interest. We included a bunch of different special perks in an experiential type of a form with that order. So it comes in your shipment of kombucha right to your door. You get an 8-pack of the kombucha, and then there's kind of like this, kind of like what we're trying to create is an experience that you could kind of put on with you, your spouse, your friends, a single friend who's into kombucha or that you want to get into, where you could try it. You could also create some awesome other creations with it. I'll give you this little bit. My wife is a personal chef. She went to culinary school. She's been involved in culinary forever. She's been a personal chef for about 4 or 5 years. She paired a recipe. And perfect pairing cheese board options. And I was salivating even thinking about it. We made the dinner last night. Yeah, we made the dinner last night. Tried it out. It was phenomenal. We ate it and drank the Evan Cider with it. It was absolutely phenomenal. So that's all included. Just pro bono, just to kind of elevate the experience of, and as a huge thank you for ordering our kombucha to your door. So give it a try. Check it out, you know, if you're into it.
Is that all you're going to tell them about it?
That's it. You got anything you wanted to throw in there?
I don't know how much we're holding back. I didn't think we were.
Oh, you can hold back. You can you can release a little.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah. You can release a little.
We kind of already talked about.
Release a little.
We already mentioned in the previous episodes that we were going to have a cocktail mocktail.
Yes.
For it as well.
Absolutely.
So.
There it is.
Parts of it.
Yeah. We got a amazing cocktail and mocktail idea. The goal is just to be able to, hey, you're going out on a limb buying this 8-pack of kombucha. We have tried to go the extra mile with saying thank you in the best ways that we know how and giving you all these ideas and how you could use the beverage to create an awesome, memorable experience for you, your friends, like we said, spouse. Even just if it's just you, you want to like create like this this awesome cocktail, this amazing dinner, put it all together. And to where through means like through the Patreon and through Instagram, through hashtags and stuff that we can connect with you and you can kind of, we can try to build out this kombucha community a little more, connect people that are in the same vein, but maybe just live far apart. And yeah, just give you an amazing experience. So. Cocktail, mocktail, recipes, cheese board offerings, maybe some other cool stuff.
Some other cool stuff. Yeah, because the idea that we had is we wanted it to be, to have an opportunity to create a more full experience. So, like, approach it like a, you know, like a tasting or a dinner party or something like that.
Exactly.
So that you can share it with other people as well. To have a communal element around it. Also,
and
it
we know makes it so much all better. Of us kombucha people have like two friends that we're trying to get on board that just
this would be a good way.
This is the way you bring them into the fold.
Yeah.
You invite them over for the dinner party. You maybe they're not into kombucha, but you craft them up in a little mocktail or cocktail that we've got included in the special offer. You create the amazing dinner that pairs perfectly with this specific kombucha. You create the cheese board with the things that we, you know, make it your own, but we got you some great perfect pairings for it on there, some ideas, you know. Maybe you, I'll leave the last little part.
Oh, all right.
Leave it. Whatever. We got a little special thing on there too.
That's fun.
Anyhow, an amazing kombucha beverage experience.
Yep. So definitely give that a shot. And we want to hear feedback because we're wanting to explore doing something even more robust about it for the holidays.
Yes.
So the more feedback we get, the more ideas, you know, that kind of come in about it. Well,
the more we can hone it in, baby.
Exactly. Exactly.
Make it even better. This is kind of the first trial run with it. And we do. We want the feedback. So check it out. Link down in the description. Order it. We'll send it your way. If you enjoyed this episode of the Thrive Brew Kombucha Podcast, we would greatly appreciate leaving a 5-star review. It helps us on Apple or Spotify. It really helps us just spread our favorite fermented drink. You know, it just helps us spread the community and hopefully grow more appreciation for the product, the craft specifically of the product. If you want to have more exclusive content, seeing pictures, videos, other cool discount codes, maybe even for the...
No, not maybe.
Definitely.
Not maybe, definitely. Yeah.
Discount codes for the Evan Cider Kombucha
Experience.
We almost
forgot about it.
It came out.
Yeah. Yeah, for our Patreon members, we have a discount for you specifically for the Evan Cider Experience. So.
Yeah. So become a Patreon member, support the podcast, and also get cool exclusive content and deals sent right to you. Also, awesome kombucha community. Like, people that are into it like you are. People that are actually wanting to connect. Like, we're trying to build a little bit of a platform where we can connect around these types of experiences on that back end. We distribute regionally. Check the map in the link in the description or on our Instagram, link in bio, Facebook, in the link there. You can check out where I'm taking more sales trips, connecting with more folks that are aligned with our values and that want to bring the product in. It's been really cool and exciting to see other people that are excited to bring stuff in, that like that are excited just to sell it at retail or create awesome. They like when I'm meeting with these like awesome bars that are like, yeah, we could like do this new fall, like, you know, cocktail, and we're doing these mocktail lists on the menu. And like, it's cool to see people get really excited about the products. And when we're tasting them out, people are just, it's just been really cool to see random people that we have no connection with. 5 minutes later, we're like dialed in together. It's awesome.
Yeah. And if you want to meet Elijah, just have him do a sales trip to a place that you really want. He can sign one of your cans of kombucha and
you're too much.
Kiss your babies. And
I'll hold them. I won't kiss them.
Okay.
Further questions, email them to info@thrivebrewco.com. I'm not going to spell it because Trevor always gives me the stink eye. He knows I'm going to mess it up. We appreciate each and every one of you who value kombucha. Living products for living people is what we do, and we're going to keep doing it. So thank you all for the support. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Cheers. Peace out.